UNRWA USA on UN stats showing most Gaza aid gets stolen. Heartless Israel uses Hamas as excuse. By Ian Hanchett on July 30, 2025. On Wednesday's broadcast of CNN's The Source, Hani Almdhoun, Senior Director of Philanthropy for UNRWA USA, responded to Israel pointing to statistics from the United Nations itself showing vast amounts of aid in Gaza has been intercepted by saying that Israel would like to blame Hamas. The reality is, people are starved in Gaza. They've been bombing Gaza for 22 months now. Why are they still using Hamas as an excuse? This is heartless. Host Caitlin Collins played a clip of Israeli Ambassador to the United States Michael Leiter saying, "I would refer you to the UN website itself, which says that, in the month of June, 2,134 trucks were sent into Gaza. Only 260 arrived at their destination. That means 90% was diverted by Hamas. Now, you want to blame us for that, too?" Collins then said, "That statistic includes interceptions by hungry people. I should note, but what is your response to the ambassador?" Almdhoun responded, "Well, I hope the ambassador, his family never have to see their kids fade away like we see in Gaza. More than 20,000 kids went to the hospital since April with acute malnourishment. These are real people. 3,000 of them need medical care constantly. And some of them are irreversible conditions. They would like to blame the UN, they would like to blame Hamas. The reality is, people are starved in Gaza. They've been bombing Gaza for 22 months now. Why are they still using Hamas as an excuse? This is heartless. America should never stand for this. Real people are being hurt, and we're supporting this. Whether it's with the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation or the Israeli Army Theatrical Production." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.